try to move higher the sugya of Dvarim Shebekdusha Keneged Erev a little bit and see how the halacha comes out as we go along. The makor of the iser is a pasuk in Dvarim Ki Hashem Lekach Mitalach Bekerev Machanecho La'atzil Chov Lassi Tevecho Mipanecho La'ir Lecho Erev Azav Veshov Miachanecho. That's where all the halachas, kemat all the halachas that seem that all the halachas went out of this pasuk. La'ir Lecho Erev Azav. Chazal Darshan, I know that the pasuk, Pashas of the pasuk is talking about Shach Mohama. However, Chazal Darshan, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mithalach Bekerev Machanecha, Dahainu, when you're saying Dvarim Shebekdusha, when you're saying Kriyashma, Yidavim, you're saying Divrei Torah, La'ir Becha, what does it mean La'ir Becha? Dahainu B'machanech Shechina Shelcha, in your Dibur, in the Mensch, who's saying Dvarim Shebekdusha, La'ir Becha Erev HaZdavar. What is Erev HaZdavar? Pashtis Erev HaZdavar means Dafka Erev HaMamash. Means the Mokom Erev, Pashtis, when it says in the Pashtis Erev HaZdavar, it's referring to the Mokom Erev by itself. There's a Shabbat in the Gemara whether or not HaGavah used to have a din of Erev itself, which the Machlok is a place at the end of the day how we come out. The Mishnah Brewer now has someone brings down both Shitas, and he's not Machriya. But if you look in Siman Reshvav, he is Machriya. He says, the Chassidut, we are Machbid, we are Machmer to say that HaGavah used to have a din of Erev. Dainu. So we have two things which are Erevah, the Erevah Mamish, and Agav does also have a din of Erevah for Mechatzila. However, that's only, the whole Isser really, Midarayah says, Daf Gan Erevah itself. And the Raya is, the Riyad says, it says, Echad Yisrael Echad Achum Arum, Im Agvesein Vervesein Mechutza, Afo Pishkol Guchen Arum, Mutlif Is Kriyash Makanengam. As long as just the Erevah is covered, it's not a, then it's Mutlif Is Kriyash Makanengam. The Isser is the Erevah Mamish. The first Gemara says, Isha Yishayat Mekret Wachal Arumah. Aisha is allowed to be Yeshevet and take off Chala. The only thing that she's covering is her Erev. The rest of her body is Megula. But it's that the whole Isser of Le'er of Erev is the Erev itself. It could be Erev itself, but that's maybe also considered Erev. But the rest of the body doesn't have any Erev. That's the first halacha. To say Kriyashma when you can see Keneged Erev, which means the Erev Mamash. The second halacha, the Rashba learns that. He says, Nichol, that Pashtus is Daraisa. Pashtus is only these two halachas which are Daraisa. Is not only when you see somebody else's Erev, you can't say Kriyashma, but if somebody else sees your Erev, you also can't say Kriyashma. I know, let's say the guy's arm in the house and he sticks his head out the window. So he can't see his Erev, but somebody else can see the Erev. Even if there's nobody in the room, but theoretically somebody else can see the Erev, that's a problem. He's Madaik from the Pasuk. It doesn't say Leisir Erevachal. You shouldn't see Erev HaZdavar. It says Leir, which Gedashim Yeiroet, should not be able to be seen Erev HaZdavar. Maybe if somebody else can see they have a dover, it's a problem. Which is also the reason why, even if it's the guy closes his eyes, flashes for these halachas, or it's dark, or it's nighttime, or it's a sumo, all these things doesn't make a difference. As long as somebody else can see theoretically the Erev is a sumo, there's a problem of a leir b'chayav a dover. And these two are daraisa, a leila. If a person reads Kish Makanegdan, they were not used to the chiyav, and they have to go back and what? Where it kills.
Yeah.
That's leiva right there. We'll get to that in a minute.
No,
I think
that was
a guy's
answer,
It's everything else which gets a little bit. I'm coming right now from Makomos Matrimo. One of the things that they do there is they say to. Now, there weren't too many people there. One of the people was not covering her hair, not covering her elbow. So she was, what are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? You let it take home? We don't have to take home. You don't have to be at the Yitzhak. I'm just telling you right now, just coming somewhere. Shows, if Mama Shem is Allah, what are we allowed to do? We're not allowed to do. Can you just close your eyes? Can you put up your hand? Can you turn the other way? What do you have to do? What do you not? We're just only going to tell. That's always an option, right? Anyhow. That gets a little more into Tuba. The basic halachas of Midaraisa Pashtus is these two halachas. You can see somebody else's erva, and somebody else can't see your erva when you're in Kriyashma. If either of those were present, you are not yet in Kriyashma, and you have to meet Kriyashma again, or Pashtus, and the Brachos, and Tfilo, whatever it is. You have to go again. However, Chazal. Agav, these are the term aren't nechal in Hayam Machanech HaKadosh. Agam by Tzoya, we say Hayam Machanech HaKadosh, that there's a din machaneh. And Mimela, the Tzoya is anywhere within your machaneh, which is Dalet Amos. Every person has Dalet Amos, for Metzia, for Gittin, for all the different things, for Shabbos. We find that they have Dalet Amos, that's considered their machaneh. Mimela say, Tzoya is their machaneh, even if it's behind them, even if they can't see it, it's all a problem. With Erev, there's no such rule. as long as you turn around, even if the erva is right behind you, it's not a problem. There's no iser of erva in machen. Now Chazal also said, since lo yira b'chol, Chazal said that libere the erva is also a problem. Why is that? Why did they say libere the erva is also a problem? So there's many different timing given. There are, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chayei Adam because it says we find the lashon of yira of riyo by the lev also v'libiro har v'chokma. It says the path of lashon of riyo by the lev, so we said also the path of lo yira b'chol. The Ritva says it says because it's not noise that the erva should be megula connected in Eivir Mechubun. Eivir Mechubun is the eye, is the heart, is Eivir Mechubun. The Shulchan Aruch Harav and Aruch HaShulchan, they both say that the lev and the reish are the ikar moish of Hashchina, ikar machane of the Shechina of a person. So Mamela Kokama that there's erva either connected to reish or erva connected to lev. There's a problem of the Yerba Chai Erva Zavr. However, Pashas, all these Yisurim are only Darabanan. These Yisurim are only Darabanan, and Mimela is going to have enough to mean this halacha, whether or not Mishnah Berurah declares, can you just close your eyes, you have to turn around, so you're going to have different halachas, as opposed to Erva Mamish. Now, the Shailah comes up, Machlekes HaPoskim, whether or not by Isha there's such a issue. Is there such a problem of Libereis Erva by Isha also? I don't know where it's hagam that we said before by erva mamash. There is a problem where erva is mugula. It's mafurish in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Isha yoshevet mekaytul achala aruma." That's if she's yoshevet, but if she's standing up, she's not allowed to be kaytul achala. What's the reason why? Because the erva is mugula. The same reason why a man who sticks his head out of the window is not allowed to be kriyishma, even though he can't see his own erva, so to an isha. Even if she wouldn't be able to see her erva, which we're about to find out in a minute, even if she's not able to see her erva, still there's a problem that her erva is mugula, and therefore she's not going to make any brachas on her erva mugula, even if she can't see it. Shala comes up. Let's say she has it's liberated erva. Ba'etzem her erva is not mechubu. It's covered for whatever reason. But there's a problem of liberated erva. Let's say she's wearing a nightgown. She's whatever it is. So she has a liberated erva, but erva is not mechubu. Is there a problem of liberated erva? So it's machlekes ha'poskim, and Mishnah Berurah brings down the stadim. L'chatchila we definitely are machmer. So Rebbe said definitely Mishnah Berurah brings down already that's the chilul of machmer, which is very good to get when a woman goes to the mikvah. When she goes to the mikvah, hagam that she's the chorus ain liberei to erva, we would say chilul of machmer, and therefore the chilul should either keep her laid outside of the water, so the water will be mechusa, or she should be mechabit to herself on her body that there should be a hefsek between the lave and the erva. Your hand? You could use your hand. What do you mean your hand? Just like this? Theoretically. Is that considered? I don't know exactly where the lave is, but I think just the way that... I don't think you have to do both of them. Any haptic is enough. You don't have to use your hand. Even your hand. That's why your hands work. But you don't, what? Yeah, but you don't have to, what? It's normal to go like this, but like this is not normal to go. Chabik to myself? You're walking around like this, but not like this. That's the answer. What then? Because the erva is lamata mori. Mele we are makbid for that. Mele, if a woman's wearing a nightgown, she's wearing something else, she should. Well, here it's easier. She could just put her hand on top of the nightgown, press the bagot against herself. That should be a chiluk between her lev and there. The chatchila we're definitely zicher b'diavad if she made a bracha. She's not going to make another bracha. Now Chazal said also nichlal in the erva chagam that we just mentioned before, and that the erva zaka the erva mamish. However, Chazal gave other places of the body also within erva. Tefach Risha, erva, the Gemara says. And that is minigay to Krishma. The Ishta Yula Krishma. Sara Visha Erva, Sheikh Visha Erva. They all have a din of erva. Shalaz, what's the chiddush of Sheikh? What was the chiddush in Sheikh any more than Tefach Risha Erva? So, it's already in the Rishayim, but Tefach already had this Shverak Lev. It says it was very shver by him until he found the Rajma. The Rajma says that the chiddush is that Hagam that the Sheikh is a mockering which is not tenua by an ish, since it's a mockering which is tenua by an ish, even so, in Tzitzchadah said it's considered a mockering which is tenua by the isha. The Poskim, the Taz, the Bach, they give different terusim. The Bach wants to tell you that even though the sheik is usually meluchluch, it's usually dirty, even so it's said, and I would think there's no error, there wouldn't be considered a problem of error, even so it's a problem of error. The Taz says even possibly tefek would be a problem of error by sheik. All different terusim of what's considered sheik. Now the Chazon Ish is medayik, her you can be medayik from the Bach also, he's medayik from the Rashba. He says if the Rashba says that sheik b'isha v'ish is not a makom tenua, Vai says that we're not talking about from the knee up. The sheik is not from the knee up to the thigh, because that's the hechlet is a makom which is tenua by an ish. I don't know, he obviously did not grow up in United States of America, but Pashas, the Rishonim, zikr by an ish, was from the knee up is considered a makom which is tenua. And mainly he says it has to be that the sheik that we're talking about is from the knee down. And that is the iter of sheik. That is what has to be covered. From the knee down, from the Aberach Mata. That's the problem. The Mishnah Berurah, on the other hand, so it's not that way. The Mishnah Berurah says that the sheik is from the knee down, not from the knee, is from the knee up. But from the knee down, does not have a din of sheik. And then it would be totally in whether or not it's the makom, like you said. It's like the punim, it's like the face, it's like the feet, it's like the other, like the, her hand. It's totally in the makom. Is it a makom which is rogel to the people of this place cover themselves, cover their legs? Well, they don't cover their legs. La Locha, Brooklyn says that we're knowing like Mishnah Berurah. And Mila, the Chara, it's a heter to, let's say, women that are wearing see-through stockings or something like that. So the Chara doesn't have a if that's what the Minigam Makam is, then the Chara is not a problem to be Kriyash Makanagan. Now, if they're not wearing any covering on their feet, then that's the Chara telling the Minigam Makam. The problem that the Minigam Makam is to be covered, right? Then if they're not covering it, then it would be a problem. No, he didn't say specifically. I asked him if white means never been a Muslim gonna get. I said, how about it's not working? He said, I don't know, you have to take a poll. So, which means you have to see what the Minigam Muslim is. Fast is over here in Eretz Yisrael, it is a Minigam Muslim. If you go to there are places. Then that's Rogo, that's the fire Rogo. That would have a din of Rogo. A person is Rogo to see, that Rogo over there is to come that it's Rogel and it's Anami. If you have one, if you go to any yeshuv, that's a Mishnah Berurah. The Bi'ur Halacha talks about that. The Bi'ur Halacha talks about that. The Bi'ur Halacha talks about, order in the court. The Bi'ur Halacha talks about, well, let's say you go from a place, you live in Meir Sharm. And there you go, and you have to some yeshuv in the middle of Buna's wearing. And over there, they don't cover their feet. What's your halacha? So here he's talking about your minigam makom. It's talking about if you're, he's really talking about whether or not you're planning on moving there or not. If you're planning on moving there, then you become like that makom. If you're not planning on moving there, you just went there for chasana. So in halami, then you wouldn't be at, wouldn't have
this.
Chorik olchama, that is considered ragel, and be considered ragel. What is, I don't have an exact definition of how many percentages you need for it to be considered ragel. But Ramayit has many tumors, but I guess Shaykh might have a little different halacha than Sar. Ramayit is talking about Sar. And there he says, but I guess fry a woman that don't cover their hair. So he wants to be mekel at the end of the day, like the Aruch HaShofen. The Machlokes Mishnah Berurah is not mekel. Mishnah Berurah says that even if the women do not cover their hair, it's isn't that right? So, part of the story, Shishim, we see that a woman has to have a hair cover. However, Ramesha is mekel b'shat adchak. But because it's considered rabbi. Now, what a person lives in a place, he was talking about all the people that live in a place that mamash everybody's fried. We spoke about this. There's so many people that are fried also that don't cover their hair. That's also enough. Horribly enough. The only difference is, Ramesha, he brings a raya from Sar. He says, he makes an interesting deed. He says, Sar, and why didn't the Gemara, when it wanted to say that Sar Bisha Ervo, what did it say? It brought a pasuk from Shir Hashirim. Why did it bring a pasuk from Furshin Atari? There's a parah of Jaisa Isha. Vaisais, which the Gemara assumes is Madai, that we see from there that a woman has to cover her hair. So he says, right there from the fact that we brought a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, which Rashi said comes to tell you that it's a mokum which is mokum taiva. This is a mokum taiva. Vice versa, then etzem iser of unkavod is not a problem. It's only because it's considered a makom taiva. If it's not considered a makom taiva, it wouldn't be a problem. However, shayk is a little different. Shayk, the pasuk says gerli ervoska. It calls it a lashon hara. It's not just a makom taiva. It's a lashon hara. There can be different. But pasuk is over here. If we're going to pasuk like the Mishnah Berurah, then we're pasuking that from the knee down is not considered ervo. It's only dependent on what the meaning of the makom is. So kama is the meaning of the makom. It plays like flat, which is the same. In the chana, in the chari, for kama, that's rago. Then in Chum, wouldn't be a problem. As long as there's many people that do that, the Chur that we consider Rachel. That's not something which is very familiar.
Obviously, don't care if it's very young.
The Chur are going to don't care. Okay, that's a very good point. But we're going to try to get to the gather of what Erva is. What's defined as Erva? Why is it a very good point? האחרונים כותבים לא ככה. האחרונים כותבים שהכוונה גם שהוא לא מסתכל לאנו. זה עצום בשוק. ככה צלח אומר ברש"י וככה הבחור. How much air is in an airline? That's a true information. We'll get to that. Okay. 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 The shaila is, what happens when this maybe will be miles for a little bit of give a gather to the iser so we can try to figure out what's going on over here. The shaila is, what happens when we get the curve? What's the iser of curve? Everything that we're saying up until now is a din of layer b'chayim v'zavar. There's the erva mamish. Then there's places which they gave a din as the erva. So that's all nechon layer b'chayim v'zavar. How about curl? Curl is not a... It doesn't pass by curl. Curl will be isha erva. Her voice, singing. So, what's the iser over there? It's possible to say that the whole iser is only up here. That's the chur of the pasuk. However, the problem is that compared to the Hemshech of the Gemara, that's what we shmak. We said Sheik B'Yish Erevo, Tar B'Yish Erevo, Kol B'Yish Erevo. They're two totally different dinims. Kilo, we brought them all as the Hemshech, we brought Raya's also the Pesukim of Sher Hashem. Some are dinim in Le'er B'Chayav Zavar. Some are dinim in here, which we'll see probably in Hemshech, that it could be a very big nafkamin of La'alacha. So come to the Gemara, just brought a Kelach Yad, all the same thing, and they have a different dinim La'alacha. A little bit shrimp. So, after, we're going to be Masiyah again with the way that Ramesh learns the Sugya seems, which it seems how this is how the Shulchan Aruch around, and we'll see that it has Mekorim Yushenim also to understand the Sugya. Ramesh says over here, Chelek Dalet, Arachayim Simet Ezvot, he says that the Isra over here of Kriyashma, Kenegin, Erevon, is not because it's Altir. It's not the Etzem Altir. Because how do I know? Because if you're being Mistako without Kavanu, so then we're not precious for her. And if you're being mistaken with Kavano, then that's always out there. That's nothing to do with Kriyashma. And the fact that we say these things are the Ishtar of the Kriyashma, right? Tar B'Sherev is the Ishtar of the Kriyashma, which the Achrayim, many Achrayim learn that when it says the Ishtar of the Kriyashma, it's not Dafke Ishtar. It's also Ishtar of the Kriyashma. But even Sharanashim, it's also, then Sharanashim also, right? You have a Tefach, the Kriyashma. My says the fact that we said over here that it's a Din of the Sur of the Kriyashma, it's not because of her. If it was Bulu Ay Kavano, we're not actually going to be Mahar. Elamai, it's a big kavana, so then we're going to, that's also even without Krishma, nothing to do with it. The Mila says in Ramesha that these Makayimites were places which are all to bring to him, which are possible, they have the possibility of bringing to him. The Mila, Chazal says, since these Makayimites, Atefach V'Yisho, Tsar, these things can bring, have the possibility to bring to him, the Mila, we're giving them as an arrow. And there's going to be a problem with Nir B'Chayav HaZav. That means even if the person is not being Mahar B'Shas Kriyashma, it doesn't make a difference. They gave it a gather of an Erva. And B'Mela, it doesn't make a difference if he's being Mahar, if he's not being Mahar. For common that has a din of an Erva, it's also because Kriyashma can negate this Erva. Now, the Chayyot is a cooler with this, like we were just saying beforehand, that that's only something which is all to bring to her. But something which is not all to bring to her, because you're rubble with it, Dainu. let's say Lamasha, somebody, women that don't cover their hair, then Lechor, Reb Moshe wants to be, he says this B'Shas Atzkat, it says to be same upon this only B'Shas Atzkat, women that uncover their hair, Lechor would be able to be same upon this, that it's not considered an Erev, but some that it's not Gerim Erev. Since we're not Kershish, since it's Rogo, we're not Kershish, that it's going to be Gerim Erev. Kokamah not Kershish, it's not going to have a din of Erev. It's only for, it's all to bring the hair that we're Kershish. Kokamah that it's not all to bring the hair, because it's so Rogo, then we won't be Kershish. The Mela. Come to it. So I asked Rav Gritsky, he says that we could be same upon this Mishap and Chak, a frying woman, to be same upon this Mishap, if there's no other Israel. So then in the Mishap and Chak, to be same upon doesn't have a din Erev. But Ramayesh is already in the Tshuva, but even when he gives the Hefer, he says it's not Mishap and Chak. And he says anybody that can turn the other way has a Chiv to turn the other way. It's not considered Mishap and Chak. Not because, since I'm Ruggle, so now as we go and say it doesn't have a din Erev. Mishap and Chak will say that since you're Ruggle, we're not going to give it a din Erev. But that doesn't mean that if you have the ability to turn the other way, you should turn the other way. Well, well, you can. For example, today I was in this. We were in a small area, and this and the person, that, the lady that over there, that wasn't covering her hair. She was the one that she decided that she could make herself in charge of the video. She's taking a video for coming back in America. They're walking around wherever you go, turning around, they don't like this. Yeah, you can do, only do what you can do, so, or you don't say so. But well. I was trying to keep my mouth shut in those instances. Is that considered Shabbat Chak? What's it? Better not to learn? You could always be Mahar. That's not the problem. There's no excuse for not learning. You could always be Mahar, like we'll see at the end of the day. The problem is when you have to say something out loud. You want to say Shabbat Chak, whatever it is. Something that you're supposed to hear. Your according to Shabbat Chak, you're not Yitzchikim. You're just Mahar. Okay. But Mamelo, anything which is old to bring to the day here, they gave it a din of Erev. Mamelo, we can understand if this, there's a whole siman ayin gimel. Daf chav gimel. It says somebody's in bed, and his Erev is touching somebody else, even though his lady is not raised to Erev, his Einayim are not raised to Erev, they can't see each other. But since his Erev is touching somebody else, so therefore there's a problem with her. Therefore, Rishayim already said, Mitrit is Mitrit. And therefore there's a problem, he's not allowed to say Kriyashma. The Shaila is, what is this Isser? Is this an Isser of her? Tanayin then? Simon Ayin Gimel has nothing to do with Lira Lechayav Adon. The Naya Din is her, and that's the day after, and it has nothing to do with Kriyashma Besim. Nothing to do with Lira Lechayav Adon. Or do we say, like Ramesh understands, that Sim is something which is old to bring to her, even if right at this moment it's not bringing to her, since it's something which is old to bring to her, maybe they give it a Din Erva. It's Ki Ilu, there is an Erva connected to you, and you have a problem, Lira Lechayav Adon. It's all Nichol and Lira Lechayav Adon. The Meila, if your Erva is touching somebody else, or your Erva is even touching yourself, which the Shulchan Aruch says, $79. Even if you're ever touching yourself, Lechatchila, the Rebbe said, we are not good for that. I guess everybody, Zichar B'Dieved, we're not. And your person, Yaitzi is here. But, Kokama, that it's something which is old to bring the day here, they give it a Din Erev. Lefi this, you can first say Kol. Now we can understand Kol, why Kol is up there. Agam that I saw, interesting, Agam, my Muzgar, I saw the Imri Shefer, the Talmud from Sefer. He went to the time, the reason why call is Nichol and the Yerba Chayav is Dover, because it says, we see when it begins to Kedusha. There's very nice curler. So when it begins to Kedusha, we see that curl is passing the Re'iyah by curler. When it begins to Yisra also, we can say it's the Yerba Chayav is Dover. Not much time to Kedusha. However, according to Ramesha, we can first say without that. It's nothing to do because we're not a curler. I mean, it's not such a mustik. Rather, it's a din. Curl is something which is all to bring the day here. It's something which is all to bring the day here. They gave it a din of Erev. The din of Erva, we reckon it as the Erva connected. It's Lo'ir B'Chalav HaZomer. They have the same problem. The male, like the husband, can have that ball that we said beforehand. It's only Kol Kama that it's Olu L'Hovi D'Hir. But if it's not Olu L'Hovi D'Hir, it's ready to Shulchan Aruch above Paskin. He says, Ava Kol HaRogo Boy, Eina Erva. Kol which is Rogo Boy, doesn't have a din of Erva. What's considered Kol HaRogo Boy? So, many people ask me, what's the halacha of Yilad who sings mirrors together with your wife, together with your daughter, together with your sister? Is that a problem? Or bench? Everybody benches out loud, they're singing the benching together. Are you allowed to do that? Is that a problem? Don't show you show, b'shach that you're hearing Kol B'Shem. So, Rav Bukman says that most of the place keep arm out there, and Mimela, would it be a problem? That's considered a Kol HaRogo, and Mimela, even if it's a sister who got married, sister got married, still make her then it's considered kol aragel, and it's not, we're not choishish that that's going to bring the day here. Since it's not all the day here, the male didn't have a given dinner from. Mashenkin sama kol, if it's not ragel, even if the person is not being married. Since it's all the halvi day here, the chatila, one is not allowed to say krishma. It's given the dinner from, they're not allowed to say krishma, can I get it? Rishasatat, we have the Eterim already from the Rishonim, from the Mordechai, from the Yerayim, it's not Shayach, when you've got some Krishma, so you should try to block it out, not think about it. Rishasatat, you can be Mekul, it's going to get it to Kol. Now, this is really that's what's referred to the Rishonim. The Tarvay, and his Chedushim, when he brings down the Sugya of Shnayim Shay Yishen B'mita, he says that if the Nagya Adadi is going to bring to Herer, and it's also up to Yerubachai of Azavar, he says mefurish that the hair is not the result of the Yerub Chavez Dov. It's not as I to get in, it's her. It's in the Yerub Chavez Dov. However, if you look at the Pre-Chadosh, he says, and Simon Ayin Gimel, when he's written down the Zalachas of Shnayim Shayishin Mimito, he says, by the way, just in case you did read Pre-Yishma with, when it was one of these things, Nagi Adavi, you read your Chiyiv, how do I know? Because these are not also the Yerub Chavez Dov. These are Yerub Chavez Dov. These are Yerub Chavez Dov. These are Yerub Chavez Dov. Here, here is only Shash Derabon, but mainly you're going to be Yitzir Yechid. Now, Kum Toys, if it's Al Tir, then it's a little bit trading more like you said before. Tar Bisha Erva is Al Tir B'Chayv HaZom. Tenach Bisha Erva is Yitzir B'Chayv HaZom. Sheik Bisha Erva is Yitzir B'Chayv HaZom. You call Bisha Erva is Yitzir B'Chayv HaZom. It's like to get in here. Hashem is, what is this in here? What's the Yitzir of here? There's an Yitzir to be Mahar, Bishas Krishma, Lechur, if you want to think that maybe it's B'Yuch of the Krishma. Krishma is something which he needs Kabbalah Zalam Shemayim. Kokama that is being Mahar is not going to be Kabbalah Zalam Shemayim. Kokama that is being Mahar is not going to be the Dalam. So the Chur will come out with you that by Divrei Torah, you know there's no Kabbalah Zalam Shemayim. The Chur is, you know it's to be, say Divrei Torah, if he's being Mahar, according to the Sprit Chodesh. The way that we're understanding that every time there's a Pshash Hur, it's Nichlal and Layer B'Chayav HaZavar, Layer B'Chayav HaZavar after doing Krishma, after doing Tvila, after doing Divrei Torah. But if you hold that the whole thing is Din and Hur, so then it's only going to answer you when it's going to ask you only in something which is ma'ak of the hero. The hero is sick, makes it, you can't have it come on. Ain't it through hero? Ish? Mazakashur the Kriyashma. Tamid. So, Mela, according to what we're saying, in a Hanami, what would be? It has a true nafim in Zalacha. What would be if somebody's being Mahar in not one of these instruments? The pre-chada, the kavachayim brings down from the chetla avon. He says, let's say they're in bed, shnayim shishin v'mito, and they all have clothing on. And there's no nagi adon. But even so, he's being mahar. He says, in a chalam, it would be since the whole time is called krishma, so there wouldn't be, it would be also telling krishma. Now, according to our whole cheshbin that we're saying, that dafka, these things which are all the hobby they hear, they gave them a din erevon, then kokama that he's mahar without any reason to be, without any, with, out one of these things in front of him, without sound in front of him, without Nagi Adazi, they didn't give it a dinner, ever. That's what Brooklyn told me. He says, Lachar, I asked him, let's say somebody's in Mahar, and there's nobody in front of him. He's in his room by himself, is he Mahar and Misha? Is he Lala in Krishma? He says, Zichri Zevron Issa Darayas and Mishmaitam with Rosh Hashem. That's the Issa Vesak of Hir. Al Yahar Adam Beyarim 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 Krishma is a din that they gave certain things to Shem Erva, it's a problem with Yerba Chayav HaZavar. Well, come on, it's not a problem with Yerba Chayav HaZavar, so then you have no problem with Krishma. You have a different problem. That's why I don't know that I should take them. What's weird is that I come to Ramesha says this. Ramesha says, Ramesha is the Baal Memra, he says this whole part that we're saying, that any time that it has a din, it's all the holy they hear, they give it as an Erva, he says, even so, if somebody's doing Mahar, let's say he's doing Mahar by Yeshua, and he's not, and there's no issue with negative. He says, even so, it's also from playing Krishma. He says, now it's in America. Some of that's also from playing Krishma. I don't understand why. Maybe because some of that person can be Mahar, to be Kabbalah Shemaim. There's a Shulchan Aruch Harav in his Kim Shazata over here. He's clearing whether or not you're allowed to be Mahar. If you could be Mahar in Torah, when you're Mahar in two of your room at the same time, and at the bottom of Kishon Zachman, which is, by the way, it's not chapter, maybe Kenzan is the seat, it's not chapter Mahara to do this at the same time, the whole thing doesn't start. So maybe that's the holy set of here. Kokama that is being, remember you saying, you can't link Krishna because Kokama you're being Mahara, the Isha, then you're not going to be able to be Mahara to become Kabbalah Shammai. It's got a technical difficulty. It has nothing to do with the essence of Krishna. It's just.
That's sort of what's that.
No. The whole din of Nagi Adazi is, even though he's not being Mahara, since it's always to bring him to here, they're for the Akhir. Now, if he's being Mahara, there's some of the problem. There's always a problem if you are being Mahara. The whole chiddush of these things is that even if he's not being Mahara, who has a din? Here, Mitrid, he's being horrid in his Kriyashma. What's the problem? And therefore, so there's nothing specific to do with Kriyasha. It's a technical difficulty. It's like walking. It's like anything else which has to do with theoretical. That's what we're saying. Kenzan, that's the problem. You can't be Mahar at the same time. You're not going to be able to come up with Shemaim. The last halacha that they learned from Dibur, which makes it also different than Tzoya, is it says Vayir v'chayav azdavar, Dibur aser chazal darshin, Shabbos kavnon, Dibur aser v'hirav. That all these terms are only when it's only b'dibur. And the iser of the terror of tefila, kriyashma, and dafka, then you get when it's zebra. But if it's here, there's no iser to be mahara, even if there's an error connecting. The meila at all times is mutter to be mahara, no matter what the situation is. Meilachar, for this reason, it's also if he's on a bus and he has an MP3 and he's listening this year, that's also considered here. And even the Rav Shlomo Zalman, who says that maybe you've been a guest to Birchas HaTorah, when you hear a shir from somebody else, you'd have to go ahead and say Birchas HaTorah. That's just because that's the ikar way that Torah is given over from one person to the next. It's a shir. But not that's not Shemei Kain. If there's a Shemei Kain, unless you're hearing a bracha from somebody else, even though it would be Mahar, Shemei Kain is a problem. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. The Bar Halacha says you wouldn't be able to be Eitan. However, over here, where it's just a shir and Torah, you're hearing a shir, that's not a problem. It's a mitzvah, but it's not going to be a. The Gain only says you have to say Birchas HaTorah because here is also considered a mitzvah, but it's not going to make it that here is now aser. Here is my sense. No different if you're hearing a shir if you're not hearing a shir. Here is a mitzvah. The whole shah is a shir tshuva. The shir tshuva is someone Zion wants to time it up by hearing a shir. If you're hearing a shir from somebody else, that's the problem of Shemei Karinu. I don't know what that means. Shemei Karinu. The problem of Shemei Karinu, we also hear. But as a bit, it's convert with somebody, it wouldn't be a problem. You could hear a shir, not a problem. The shah is sitting here on the bus, and you want to be Mamar Zedman. You want to say Shema because you're going to say So, Shalom, what are you supposed to do? What's your Eitzah? How can you, if you're on a bus, very often there's people coming on the bus all the time. There's definitely people outside. What's the halacha? What are you allowed to do and what are you not allowed to do? So, clapping at people that are outside on the street. So there's a mechitza in between them. That's Erva Ba'ashashas. Erva Ba'ashashas is Aser. But there's the difference between Erva Ba'ashashas, since Erva Ba'ashashas is covered, it has a kula v'negeya to Atimus Einayim. Dainu. Generally, when it comes to Erva, practice real Erva, you're not allowed to just close your eyes. You have to turn around your whole body. However, if it's covered, the Erva is covered, it helps just to close your eyes. Now, Atimus Einayim, says the Chazon Ish, the Sefer Brachot told me also is enough. Atimus Einayim doesn't mean you have to close your eyes. As long as you turn somewhere else and you're not looking, that's also enough considered Atimus Einayim. So we made a copy of the people that are standing outside in the street, so you don't, as long as you don't look, then you have no problem. Now, clapping the people that are inside the bus, there's a lady sitting in front of you, she's not covering her hair, what are you supposed to do? So, like Rugman says, the best place is to sit behind the glass that they have in the middle. You can sit behind the glass, and then everything else is considered Erev Ba'ashash. By the way, your glasses are not considered Erev Ba'ashash. Glasses don't make, your contact lenses don't make it Erev Ba'ashash. They help you see better, not worse, not a machisa. Though some people have asked it, that's not considered Erev Ba'ashash. But if you have a glass mechitza in front of you, so then everybody that's in front of you, everybody that you're going to see, is through every ashash, as long as that looks, it's not a problem. However, for comment that you don't have the yichurlis, so he says, Eis lasa v'ashem, fair to yourself. You can do your best, and you can be samech, not to look, as long as you can look. This is erva mamash to mechur, then you have a big problem, it's only kalach bish erva, it's sarah bish erva, then shat pachach, look, do your best not to look, and to be able to learn. Mamela on the airplane, the Berkeley's telling you that you're not allowed to go on an airplane now that they have videos by every seat, so The shaila is, how do you let it down on an airplane? Oh, so what's the problem with the video? What's the halacha with the video? Are you right away, Kriya Shema, can I get a picture? A picture of Ergo. So... So, Rikas wanted to say that if the shadow whether or not that gives that such a thing as an Ergo, Mamela, Simi Senayim would help. Zichar, if the shadow is here, then it makes no difference whether or not it's in a picture or whether or not it's not in a picture. That is... What? Yes, then you have the same thing. You would have to, Asimi Senayim, you'd have to, supposedly they bring, they have, you could get these things before you go, these plastic things you stick up in your seat, that you should be able to see. However, but the person in the seat next to you, the person in the seat in front of you, the big one in the front, whatever it is, well, some of that is connected to you. What?
I don't know.
What's that? Yeah, anything that you put in front of your face, you bring in your chita. No, the shayla is that enough? So if you're telling it, it's also considered, it has a din of erva shashash, it's similar, it's not mamash erva, that asimis and ames, and therefore asimis and ames can help. As long as you just don't look, when you're saying the shema, whatever it is, then that wouldn't be a problem. Also, the Chazon Ish, he says, b'shas atak, he says, let's say somebody's darshaning in Betzibur. And the people that came, she doesn't cover her. So you're allowed to consider that, you're allowed to darshan Maram, he's saying the Beitir, he's saying Pesukim. So he says, Kenzan, it's also Hashem that they matter it b'shas atchak. And Zechar, you should try to be, you know, also he says, maybe they matter it later, maybe if they're not paying attention. If he's busy on his drashan, it's not another thing. Then you'd be able to just not pay attention, that would be a hassle. Now, one more thing, if you look at the Chazon Ish, here the Chazon Ish is also more like with Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah goes to the Bir Halacha, he says, Tefach Magula Be'isha, he says, what is that from? He says, that's Shayach Hakidu B'Ktanu V'Azgul V'Eimach. That's even a girl that's 3 years old, Tefach Be'isha ever would be a problem. Remember the Chazon Ish, what's the Taina? Since the Chashash is out here, the Haina is the way that we're being Mazmer, something which is old, Lahavi when they hear, they gave it as an Ergo. So Mamela, such a little girl, that it's not all the Lahavi they hear, so Mamela, they would never have given it as an Ergo. It wouldn't be a problem with Tefach Be'isha Ergo until they're older. He says, I can't give you a specific year, you right? He says, selling the girl himself. When she starts becoming a girl and starts caring about her hair, Chazanish, Simitazayim. So, Mamela, that wouldn't be a problem, which Rukwit says, but again, to this, we do go like the Chazanish. So, it would be telling the place, Bukhar, the Makkah. It'll come that all the girls are Makkah is covered. Maybe we consider it as a place which is covered, and it's maybe more old. But, Pashtas, we say a little girl, I don't know, I think the number that's usually given is 6-7, it would not be a problem of.